been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday, 11-9, November 9th. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I am Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, professional money manager in my third decade of this business. And I'm here with Stephen Gunderson, who's still in his first decade, but almost has a decade behind him. Behind his belt, and we have the sky falling today. There is a little bit of drizzle here.
Really not that bad.
No, I mean, it's about like our weather, okay? Our weather, coming to work, I actually had to use my windshield wipers like every 30 seconds, you know, just to wipe the fog or just a tiny little mist in the air. Well, there's a mist in the air, especially in the NASDAQ today. But let's first look at the numbers. The Dow is down 70 points right now. It was down 150 just a minute ago. So we'll take that, won't we?
Yes.
Let's just say it's up 70 points since it opened. The S&P is down 11 to 2582. The Dow's at 23,493. And the NASDAQ is where the heat is on. Big tech. And I would guess, Stephen, take a look at the Russell 2000. I'll bet the small cap stocks. You know, on Marcus Smith,
it's down 12 points.
Okay, and what percent is that?
0.8.
Okay, so the same as the NASDAQ.
Yeah, they're about hand in hand.
So I'm going to guess it's all about tax talk, and I'm sure of that because I've already heard that, and we'll get to that in a minute. Gold's up 240 to 1286. Interest rates moving up just a hair here this morning. They're at 2.336. The euro's at 1.16. And silver's down, hi-ho, silver down 13 cents to $17 per ounce. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And I am here with Stephen Gunderson. And we are looking away at news on the market, charts, all kinds of things. You know, I'll give you a quick little lesson here this morning. I had a guy, I have 53,000 followers on StockTwits. And every day, I would say, I probably get two or three people asking me, what's wrong with this stock?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that stock? You know, listen, I'm going to tell you the first thing you do when you think a stock is going down more than the market. Like today, if somebody says, what's wrong with Applied Materials? I'm just using that. What would you say, Stephen? The NASDAQ's down what?
The NASDAQ's down less than 1%.
Yeah. Okay.
Applied Materials is down 2%.
So you always have to look at a stock and you have to figure it out. You have to have those skills as an investor.
You got
to
look around the internet, see if there's any hit pieces written about it.
Those are basic skills. Yeah. I'm not any closer to Bloomberg or to Barron's or to the PR Newswire than you are. You're just a Google click away.
Yep.
And yesterday we had a stock that was down. They reported, no, they didn't even report earnings. And it's coming back a bit today. And I looked at it yesterday. I said, what is wrong with it? Because someone said, what's wrong with AVAV, AeroVironment? And I found the answer in 20 seconds.
Yeah.
There was an article in Barron's or a news release in Barron's calling into question the company's growth. And you know what? I see 28% growth this year. I see 27% average over the next 5 years. That's pretty dang good growth, Barron's. Well, they're looking at the past, how it's really been a non-growth company, and it has. But their two main gigs at this Monrovia company, just down the street from Santa Anita, where Little Seabiscuit used to run, they manufacture drones, yes. And they manufacture electric vehicle charging and test systems for the U.S. government, okay? To me, that's a growth business. But my point is, If you see a stock that's down, you don't need to come to me to figure it out. Sometimes, yeah, you know, I'll put it out there if it's something that only I can find and it's way down deep. But this was right on the surface.
Just got to Google it.
Right on the surface. And there was a Barron's article yesterday. Bang, right there. I sent out the link to the article to all of my live trading subscribers. Just so they knew. But if you're an investor doing it yourself, man, you got to learn how to search. First thing to do when a stock is going down, you have to say, is it going down because of the market today? I've had people write me when the market's down 120 points, the NASDAQ that is, and they'll tell me, what's wrong with Micron today? There's nothing wrong with Micron today. The weather is bad. It's suffering because of the market. If you think that best stocks now don't go down when the market goes down, you're living in a dream world.
Do you think Jose Altuve ever goes 0 for 4 in a game?
He's a horrible hitter.
Yeah.
He's terrible. Why is he even in baseball?
You can have one bad game, one bad day.
Have they announced the MVP yet? No.
It's coming out soon.
Neither league? No,
it should be him, though.
No Cy Young winner yet?
Not yet.
Okay. Poor Ray Halladay.
Man,
he was a gamer, that guy.
That's sad.
He had a little, like, light airplane.
It was like a fold-up plane.
Yeah, it folds up. Yeah. You're not getting me into a fold-up airplane. There's no way, but it's really, really sad. I think of Thurman Munson, who died in a plane crash, catcher for the Yankees, and I think of Roberto Clemente. Oh, and there's been others over the years. The Chicago, in my church, there was a well-known Chicago Cub rookie. Remind me of the name. I'm forgetting his name, but his brother.
I don't remember it either.
I can't remember. Here in a minute. His brother.
He was rookie of the year, wasn't he?
He was phenomenal back in the early 60s, late 50s. And his brother brings his memorabilia quite often and shows it off to us in church. And his brother played for BYU football. And so did this rookie. And he was killed in a plane crash after his rookie year.
Hubs.
Yeah, Hubs. Kenny Hubs. He was killed in a plane crash in Utah. And right at the top of his career, he was rookie of the year in Chicago. They loved him. So if you're famous, and you know, I thought of one other thing this morning. I guess we're talking about plane crashes this morning. Then we'll get to the market. AVAV has something to do with this, you see. I was coming to work. I get in my car at home, and the Grateful Dead is playing Not Fade Away. You know that song? Buddy Holly. It's a Buddy Holly song. I get to work, and they're about one-fourth of the way through the song. You know the Grateful Dead.
Yeah.
But I thought about the day the music died, and that was Buddy Holly and the Big Bopper and others that died in a plane crash. So, listen, I'm not getting on a plane today. All right, we've got the market down today. Why is that, Gunderson? We're blaming you for it.
I blame you for it.
I do. Yeah, me too. Okay, well, it's taxes. How many articles have I written about, look, here's what the market is worth without a tax cut. We're down 115 now. NASDAQ down 63. And here's what the market is worth with a tax cut. It's a 200-point difference in the S&P 500. 200 points. That's huge. The Republicans seem like the gang that can't shoot straight right now.
It's frustrating to watch.
It's frustrating to watch both of the parties. They're inept, both of them. And, you know, I mean, now they're talking about phasing in this corporate tax cut again. You know what? We have the most uncompetitive rate in the world here in America. It needs to be changed immediately. Did Trump not take his Twitter with him to China? Is that the problem?
No, he took it.
He took it? Has he been tweeting?
I haven't checked this morning. I'm sure he has been.
I mean, I can't believe that he would back off of this. This was what he ran on. Our corporate tax rate is uncompetitive. We're paying 39.6% when the average around the world is like 15%. We want to take it to 20. We can't phase it in. Let's not let this fade away. This has to happen. But having said that, you'll notice in my newsletter every Saturday, Friday now, it goes out Friday without fail before about 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock newsletter goes out.
Yeah.
I give 2 target prices on the S&P 500. That's how on top of this I am. I give a target price with the tax cut and a target price without the tax cut.
And that was the tax cut at 25%.
Yeah, and I'm using 25%. It's a 200-point difference. I would say at 15 or 20%, it'd be about a 250-point difference. That, my friends, is why the market is down today. Now, whether this is a rumor, whether this will happen, nobody knows. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Who sings this one, Stephen?
Black Sabbath.
Can we get rid of that?
What?
Ah, come on. That's a millennial. Let's get some Buddy Holly in there, somebody. All right, listen. Okay. Back to the market. You know what? We were talking about this during the break. The problem with our government right now is the Senate. The House is all on board for all of this. They were all on board for the repeal of Obamacare, but John McCain, Rand Paul, the lady up in Maine.
Little Corker.
And now Bob Corker. How can four people block the will of the people? Look, we went in mass on November 6, 2016, and voted, and the will of the people was we want the Trump agenda. I didn't vote for either one. We want the Trump agenda, which at the center of the Trump agenda was tax reform. How can three or four men, stubborn people, proud people, hold this up? Well, you just heard that, of course, the market's rebounded quite a bit here recently, right?
Yeah.
And it's because the Senate has come out. Who said it?
Sources.
Okay, sources.
Well, Mitch
McConnell is our Senate leader. He says that, no, we're going to lower the top rate for individuals, correct?
Well, no. The only thing I saw was sources say that the top tax rate of 39.6 will drop to 37%.
Yeah, well, that's for individuals. That means
I didn't watch
nothing.
Long enough during the break to find out anything else.
That means nothing for the stock market.
No,
okay,
doesn't affect anything.
The first thing you got to do, here's three lessons for you investors out there. The first thing you have to do when the market is down, you have to take the emotion out. I'm sure I'm going to get maybe one or two emails, right, Stephen?
You know, it's kind of funny because we have to have this talk because the market's been doing so well for the past year.
Yeah.
When was the last time? I mean, there's been a couple down days
throughout
the past year.
We've had some. I was downtown at the Scott Trade Advisory Council, and we had a horrendous day. A sky was falling day.
But then it came back the next day.
Exactly. And then there was a Goldman Sachs Friday where they just trashed all the large tech stocks. Of course, the large tech stocks are up how much percent since Goldman Sachs did that? And every time I went in from an unemotional point of view and a numbers point of view, you know what? Emotion gets in the way of facts all the time.
All the time.
In all facets of life. And as a money manager, I know that most individual investors let emotions get in the way of facts. That's your biggest enemy in the stock market, fear or greed. And we'll get about two or three emails today from panicked clients wondering, what is wrong with the market? Don't ask me. Turn on the news, okay? Well, I'll tell you, but just turn on the news. It's all about tax talk. That's what's driving the market more than anything right now. That and missiles being shot off by North Korea and economic reports, okay? So when something happens to the market, instead of getting emotional and buckling at the knees, take a couple of Advil. Google what's wrong with the market
today.
Take a
sip of coffee.
Turn on Fox Business or CNBC or Gunderson's Best Stocks Now Radio Hour and figure it out. And then say, is this the end? Is this the sky falling? We don't know where this tax plan is going to end up. I had a conversation with my CPA. Stephen was present. Was that Monday, Tuesday?
Tuesday.
And asked her, what does this mean for me? I have no idea, is what she said.
Let's wait till it's passed.
The estate tax is up in the air. The mortgage interest is up in the air. The state and local tax write-offs are up in the air. The corporate tax is up in the air. How can you make any plan? How can you sell all of your stocks based on a rumor today? That just makes idiotic sense, in my opinion. Now, the same applies to individual stocks. When one is reeling, now pull up AVAV, Stephen. Pull up your one. Now, this is a small position that we own in our ultra growth portfolio, which is up about 30% so far this year before expenses. If AVAV went down 25% tomorrow, it would have very little impact on the overall portfolio. I looked at AVAV. Do you see where the support level is?
I was going to say, you know where it ended up yesterday?
Right at the support
right
level.
Right at it. 40, and today it's right at it too.
$43 a share is the support level. So I decided after I read the Barron's hit piece, you know, Barron's is a hit piece artist. That's what they do for a living. Barron's has always been a hit piece artist, and Barron's has always been a deep value investor. So I believe that you can take Barron's and line your birdcage with it. That's my opinion. And I was on the front page of Barron's one time. I was shocked, but they told me I was going to be there. I still have the copy of Barron's. That's the only Barron's I ever bought.
Is it in the birdcage?
No, I saved it because my name's there at least. But the bird did hit my name right there. Bam. You know, target. Well, anyways, AVAV was down. Now, we have another stock that's down today a little more because they reported earnings. Remember Magna International? Frank Stronach, the owner of Santa Anita. Here we go back to Santa Anita. Why do both of these stocks that are getting hit have Arcadia/Monrovia ties? Frank Stronach owns Santa Anita Racetrack and a lot of other things. And he owns Magna International up in Canada, which manufactures automotive systems, assemblies, modules, components, and vehicles. And they're getting big into the electric car industry. Magna reported earnings. The stock's down 2% today, Stephen.
What's the ticker symbol? Is that MGA?
MGA.
Okay.
And you see the support level is right about 52. I'm going to say that 52 area, 51. The stock's at 52. Now, they've reported earnings. By tomorrow or the next day, I'll have the new estimates. What are the estimates right now for next year, 2018? This is what we use for our formula.
11% growth.
Yeah, but what's the number?
654.
They're expected to make $6.54 per year next year. I don't know what the growth rate is. I don't have my spreadsheet up right now. We multiply that out. We extrapolate that out over the next 5 years, and we apply a multiple. Stephen does this all the time. He knows my formula. He knows the process. He knows the system. I have a formula that calculates the multiple, don't I? And then there's the forward PE, and we kind of know how to go right in between those two. Usually there's about a one-point spread. Maybe it's like 15 and 16. Those are the numbers. So we use 15.5. And we get the target price. Yeah. Okay, well, we'll see where this stock ends up. I'm not going to buckle at the knees today because Magna International came up a little soft on earnings. I'm going to wait till the new numbers are out, and I'm going to wait to see what the new numbers look like and what the new target price looks like, and then I'll act when I know the facts, not on emotion. When we come back, Baba, Tesla, Candy, BMA, we'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Docs Now Radio Hour. We're talking about facts versus emotions today. Emotions can get in the way. They get in my way all the time. Fear or greed. But you know what? I think I've learned to be pretty good at stepping back from the situation in the market and just the facts, man. You're too young to remember Dragnet and Sergeant Joe Friday. And, of course, the other guy that ended up being on MASH, Dragnet. I love Dragnet. The guy had no personality whatsoever. He was a detective. Just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts. I love Joe Friday. Anyways, the facts today are, and the market's come back considerably, correct?
That's correct. All right.
And our options play is up today.
Yep.
That's amazing. That's simply
it really is.
Amazing. Do you Roku?
I have one. I don't use it.
Well, I think on my smart TV, Roku is one of the
No, you just have options. A smart TV.
Yeah, I have a smart TV.
You don't need a Roku.
It's smarter than me because I can't figure it out.
You don't need a Roku because it has all the apps.
But
that
Roku,
Roku
is built into it.
Right? Oh, they use Roku software?
It's an app, I think, that I can choose. You know, I can choose Amazon Video. I can choose Netflix. I can choose YouTube. I want to say Roku is one of the choices.
Well, Roku is its own. It's like you plug it in and then you can choose all those apps. It's not an actual service.
Is there somewhere on my TV where I plug it in?
Yeah, HDMI port.
Oh, your HDMI?
It's just a little stick.
So I'd have an extra HDMI. And what would I get if I did Roku? What,
you plug it in, you just get all those apps. You get the chance to watch YouTube or Netflix or Amazon Prime.
I already have that built in.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, well, Roku went public last month at $14 a share, and it's hitting 27 today. It's doubled. And I'm just looking at the numbers here. So there's a lot of emotion going on in Roku today. Roku does about $500 million in sales, $500 million in sales. That's what they've done over the last four quarters. They have yet to make money. They lost 42 cents per share in 15, 44 cents per share in 16, 64 cents per share in 17, and 50 cents per share in 18. Do you see a pathway for Roku to be profitable?
As of now, I would say no.
No. I agree with you. But the stock is up
44%.
Look at the volume. 14 million shares. I'd say that's a sucker bet. Okay, that's just me. I don't know how Roku is ever going to make any money. It seems to me, isn't that going to be old technology? Isn't that Roku feature going to be built into all the new smart TVs?
Well, yeah, they're already built in. And
already.
Amazon has their Fire TV, which
sure.
is the same thing. There's Apple TV. There's Google Chromecast. They all do the same thing.
You know, Roku hit 30 this morning. We should have bought a put. Yeah. But we're doing this show. I can't be buying puts while I'm doing a show. Sometimes I do. I caught a halibut while I was doing the show one
time. I remember that.
On the back of my boat. Anyways. Roku, no, I don't think so. Okay, Alibaba's got their big Singles Day coming up this Saturday. Listen to this. So Roku does $500 million in sales for an entire year.
Yeah.
Alibaba is expected to do $24 billion in sales in one day.
What?
Well, there's a lot of singles in China, apparently. And they have a Singles Day. It's this Saturday. All you singles, go out and splurge on yourself. I guess that's why guys go to China to get brides, because there's a lot of them running around. Well, Alibaba.